Welcome to Glimpses of Calvary, and thank you for joining us. Glimpses of Calvary is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church in Findlay, Ohio. Join us now as our pastor, Gordon Dixon, opens the Word of God to us.
If you take your Bibles, please, this evening and turn over to John, the Gospel of John, chapter 13. Look at what it says in verse 3. It says, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, he riseth from supper and laid aside his garments and took a towel and girded himself. I pointed out to you last Sunday evening, as we just touched on this briefly, that this is a most amazing contrast. Some might even say a paradox, or to them it seems to be a contradiction. And yet, if it seems to us to be a contradiction, I say to you, it is because we do not really understand, we do not truly comprehend the biblical God. This is unique. Our God is the unique God. That is His glory. He is the unique and perfect Spirit in whom all things have their source, support, and being. He is the Creator, the Sustainer, the Sovereign. This is our glorious God. And He, in verse 3, knowing that the Father had given all things into His hands, and that He was come from God and went to God. If you knew that, wouldn't you think that it would be time to serve yourself? I pointed out, at least one person asked me about this, and you know that I had talked about this on many occasions before. Do you remember when the Lord Jesus Christ was tempted by the devil in the desert? He fasted for 40 days, and the Bible tells us he was tempted of Satan. And the very first temptation was to turn the stones into bread. I think what the temptation really was there was to use his power to serve himself. Now, that is a temptation every one of us faces. What power do I have, and how can I use my power to serve myself? That is the natural inclination of every human heart. By the way, it's related to what we talked about this morning. When Satan said to Eve, "You shall be as God," what he was saying to her is, you are perfectly capable of being your own good God. You can be God, and you can be good at it. And ladies and gentlemen, it is in believing that lie, it is in accepting that premise, that all the poison, all the sin, all the hospitals, all the police, everything else that we look at as part of what has to happen in our society for it to hold together, all that came from that central poison. Well, I ask you here, as the Lord Jesus Christ turned aside Satan's temptation, as his ministry began, as he turns aside here at the very end of his ministry, the end of his earthly ministry, how does he behave? He, verse 3, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands, and that he was come from God and went to God, now does he use his power to serve himself? Well, clearly, no, that's not the way he behaved. That is not the way he acted. Verse 4, he rose from supper and laid aside his garments, that is his outer garments, and took on him a towel and girded himself. Now the question is that the way that you and I behave? Folks, if we are to follow the Lord Jesus Christ, we're going to have to do the very same thing he did here. Instead of using those things that are in our control for our own pleasure, instead of using what we have in order to make ourselves more comfortable, what we're going to have to do is we're going to have to follow the Lord. We're going to have to set aside our rights, our privileges, yes, even our pleasures, in order to more effectively serve and to communicate to a lost world who the Lord Jesus Christ really is. So we see at least a couple of ideas here. We see, first of all, and you can see this in verse 3, the servant leader recognizes that his power comes from God and must be used for God. I want you to think just for a moment of everything under your present stewardship or control. What is it that you have abilities in? What is it you have talents in? Where is it that you have treasure? Where is it that you have something that you are capable of using? Would you recognize that God gave you everything that you have? And would you, this very moment, submit it to His control and resolve it must be used for God? And what he does is the servant leader sets aside his privileges in order to prepare himself to serve. Are you and I willing to go ahead and take the steps to prepare ourselves? Are we willing to go ahead and say, all right, I'm going to get serious about this. I'm going to, was there a sign-up sheet tonight for some ministry? I'm going to invest time in this. I'm going to throw myself into the task before me. You see in verse 5 exactly what that task was. It says in verse 5, after that he poureth water into a basin, he began to wash the disciples' feet. Now, would you just for a moment be stunned, be astounded with me once more? Here is the God, verse 3, Jesus, knowing that the Father had given all things into his hands and that he was come from God and went to God, he got down on his knees and he washed the disciples' feet. Many of you know that I had the opportunity to minister in another culture last January. Many of you are aware of the details. I actually gave them, by the way, this very message I'm giving this evening is a message I gave at that time in order to for them to understand that our biblical Christianity runs cross-culture. It's not the way that the culture around us usually thinks. And in order to really get across to these leaders of these churches in this communist region, in order to get across to them how desperately I really wanted to serve them, I got down on my knees at the very beginning of my first class. I got down on my knees and took the foot of the foremost student in my hand. And of course, he was stunned. He thought, what is it with these crazy Americans? What's this fellow doing here? And I began to teach them the very verses. I asked them to turn in their Bibles, and I taught them the very verses that we have here before us. And I said to these gentlemen, through an interpreter, gentlemen, if you knew how badly I want to serve you, if you knew how much I and the other visiting pastors who are coming to teach you, if you knew how much we wanted to serve you, then you would give us feedback and understanding and help us to know how we are doing as teachers, because we really want to follow the Lord Jesus Christ in this. I believe that one opening illustration broke open the class. There was, instead of cultural barriers and instead of all sorts of hindrances, there was an understanding, because these men knew the Lord. There was an understanding. Oh, I see. He wants to serve. He wants to be like the Lord Jesus Christ, and we ought to be the very same way. Well, you see, what you have to do sometimes is you have to be willing to really humble yourself and often take on very menial tasks in order to clearly, transparently communicate who God is. Sometimes you have to be willing to do this. Now, did the Lord Jesus Christ do this all the time? No, this is the only time we find it recorded in Scripture. But the fact is, he was willing to do that. He had to, according to his priorities, and you see this most plainly in John chapter 17 when he says, I have finished the work which thou gavest me to do. He knew his priorities before God. But the fact is, he was willing to do even the most menial task. I wonder where it is at Calvary Baptist Church, either in our buildings or in the ministry at large, when an announcement is made or you see a need that it comes to your mind where you say, well, that's not my job. It's not my job, and therefore I don't have to do it. Two times this week, I went out and walked from the north end of our property all the way to the south end of our property on the front street side, just to collect the trash. Locals have a very bad habit of throwing open beer bottles and beer cans and water bottles and cigarette butts. And I could give you a whole inventory here of everything I picked up this week. Someone has a very nasty habit of pulling into our driveway and, as he pulls out, pouring his cigarette butts right on the corner. And I'm trying to figure out exactly if it's somebody who just wants to irritate us or whatever it is. But two times this week I went out. By the way, I asked some young men this morning to do that, and they did so willingly. I wonder if all of us would be willing to do that. when we see a piece of trash in the hallway, we see something out on the property, when we drive up and we notice that there is something out there on the grass, I wonder if we would be willing to say, I'm going to take care of that rather than it's not my job. I think the Lord Jesus Christ washed the disciples' feet, and I think you and I ought to respond in exactly the same way. But notice here that as he does, this is truly amazing to me. This is so typical of Peter. I didn't include this in the biographical series on Peter, but so typical of Peter. Peter, when the Lord Jesus Christ, he washes their feet, it says in verse 6, then cometh he to Simon Peter, and Peter said, Lord, you wash my feet? You can hear the old impulsiveness of what we refer to this morning as the former failure coming out here. And Peter immediately begins to question him and even challenge him about this. The Lord Jesus answered and said unto him, what I do now you know not, but you shall know hereafter. May I remind you that the Lord Jesus Christ on another occasion, just slightly after this, said to his disciples, I have many things to teach you, but you are not yet able to receive them. I think you and I have to be very, very careful that we instruct people in a way that they really can't understand. You see, it would be very easy if you have some maturity about your Christianity, it would be very easy to get very frustrated with immature Christians, to say, well, they shouldn't act like that, and until they straighten up and act right, I'm just not even going to try to minister to them, I'm not going to try to reach out to them. And in so doing, we would not be like the Lord Jesus Christ. He responded here in a very wonderful way, even though he was misunderstood. And so this leads us to principles 5 and 6. The servant leader is willing to use his God-given power to serve in even the most menial task, as we talked about a few moments ago. He also gently overcomes immature misunderstanding from others, knowing that in time they will understand. Knowing that in time, the time will come when they truly do understand. I don't know how many times I've given this advice to pastors. A new pastor was just with us here several weeks ago, and I said, look, if I had my way now, I would tattoo this in reverse on the forehead of every pastor so that he gets up to look in the mirror in the morning and shave, that he would see this. And here are these words, I have many things to teach you, but you're not yet able to receive them. I still remember the second message that I gave here at Calvary Baptist Church, that I preached a message that I've preached twice since then. It was from Genesis chapter 39 about how to say no to temptation. I remember when I preached that message, it just really gripped me, and I was so moved by that message. And a man in our congregation came to me and he said, can you show me how the Word of God can grip me the way it gripped you this morning? And I said, I believe I can. And I began to meet together with him. By the way, from his recent testimonies, I think that's exactly what happens in his own life, that the Word of God grips him in the same way. But I went home and I was talking to my wife and I said, here's what it's going to be like at Calvary Baptist Church. We're going to help a number of people grow digestive systems. We're going to have to help them grow teeth and lips and tongues and esophagus and stomach. And I won't go all the way through my anatomy lesson here, but you get the idea. In order to be able to teach the principles, what we're going to have to help people do is chew on the Word of God. I see that as an ongoing task. In fact, I have many things I'd like to present before you, especially if you are newer at our church and you have not yet learned how to meditate on the Word of God. I'd like very much to meet with you in some future sessions to show you how to do that. But you see, I think it's always with the understanding that we see here. There are always going to be those around us who have an immature understanding and who need to grow in grace.
Thank you for joining us for Glimpses of Calvary. This is a radio ministry of Calvary Baptist Church, 2000 Broad Avenue in Findlay, Ohio, 45840. That address again is 2000 Broad Avenue, Findlay, Ohio, 45840. Please join us again each weekday at this same time as we look for Glimpses of Calvary.